First up, we're reporting on a wave of violence across the Middle Eastern nation of Iraq yesterday. Officials say at least 62 people were killed and almost 200 others were wounded in these attacks, and many of them seem to be aimed at members of Iraq's military and police forces. In this one, a car bomb and a roadside bomb targeted Iraqi security forces. These kinds of explosive devices caused a lot of violence on Sunday. Car bombs on a busy street in the Iraqi city of Amara, another at an outdoor market in Basra. In Tikrit, gunmen targeted an army checkpoint at a military base. Violence in Iraq has decreased from what it was during the war, but it has been getting worse in recent months.
After losing 800,000 jobs a month when I took office, businesses added jobs for the 30th month in a row. We've added more than 4.6 million jobs. But we know that that's not good enough. We can do better. We need to create jobs even faster.
There were four times as many people who dropped out of the workforce as the net new jobs created under this president. And it's not just a one-month figure. The White House has, I think now, for 31 straight months said, well, just don't look at the monthly numbers. Monthly numbers aren't that critical. Well, if you take 30 months and put them together, that's pretty critical.
The latest U.S. jobs numbers being discussed on the campaign trail. The report for August came out on Friday, and it wasn't good. The Labor Department says 96,000 jobs were added in August. Now, that might sound like good news, but at least 150,000 jobs need to be added each month just to keep up with the growing U.S. population. The August numbers were lower than economists expected and a sharp decrease from the month before. Also, the unemployment rate, it went down from 8.3% in July to 8.1% in August. But that was because more Americans quit looking for work. In fact, for every person who found a job, almost four people gave up looking for one. You just recently wrapped up your summer vacations, and so did the U.S. Congress. Yesterday, lawmakers from the Senate and House of Representatives got back to work after a five-week recess. They're facing a lot of issues, and they're facing some questions about how much they can get done. Athena Jones gives us a preview of this congressional session.
As election season enters the home stretch, lawmakers return to Capitol Hill this week, facing big issues. But given their recent record of accomplishment, or lack thereof, the question is whether any of it will get done.
Voters want to know when Congress is going to stop kicking the can down the road. I mean, they're sort of out of road.
The only must-pass item is a short-term measure to keep the government running and avoid the kind of costly shutdowns we saw twice in the 1990s. It's expected to pass. Congress could also pass measures to help people hit hard by the drought and by Hurricane Isaac. But perhaps the biggest challenge, the so-called fiscal cliff, a series of tax increases and spending cuts that experts warn, taken together, could plunge the economy back into recession.
They'll have about 4 weeks after the election to deal with some of the largest tax increases and spending cuts that the country has ever seen at one time.
$110 billion in cuts to everything from defense to education to food inspections next year alone will take effect in January unless lawmakers reach agreement on reducing the deficit. One problem? Republicans and Democrats disagree on the Bush tax cuts, due to expire at the end of this year. Republicans want them extended for everyone.
Americans know what works. Low taxes, reasonable regulations, and living within our means.
Democrats, led by President Obama, support extending them just for people making less than $200,000 a year.
I don't believe, and you don't believe, that another round of tax breaks for millionaires is going to bring good jobs back to our shores or pay down our deficit.
Uncertainty about just what Congress will do is already weighing on the economy.
It's just going to be a very bumpy ride. Businesses are slower to hire. Government agencies are slower to give out contracts. So it is sort of creeping into the economy now, and that will just get worse the longer Congress waits to deal with this.
But wait is what Congress is almost certain to do.
Both parties are hoping the election in November will put them in a better negotiating position. Whether that will bring them closer to a deal is anybody's guess. Athena Jones, CNN, Washington.